Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Manage the Wild. I'm your host, Nick Madsen. In last episode, we talked about trying to net gun a turkey and how close we got. Today was round three. And so far, the turkey had won the first two rounds. So it was up to me and the biologist to determine what the outcome was going to be. We got a call about the police on campus weren't happy. A lot of students were calling this in. It was creating a lot of problems, creating a lot of havoc. They wanted some solutions. We had an hour of time today. We'd been pretty busy up until this point. So we had an hour of time to go and try and solve the solution. I grabbed the net gun and we drove up there. We met the officer, showed us the general area of the turkey. And as we were on our way up there, I was talking to the biologist on the phone about the whole issue with and how he felt about it. And he said he thought we were going to be victorious because today we had actually had a good day. Most of the things we tried to accomplish, we ended up being able to accomplish, which is always a good thing. We get there. We can't find the turkey. The officer is driving around the block. He's doing his best because obviously we agreed to meet him there and he wants this turkey situation handled. We start walking around, we cross the street and we start going around the buildings and the biologist flagged my attention. So I stopped and he pointed. So we found the Jake and he was walking in between cars, picking up seeds and whatever he could find for feed. And so I go back to the truck. I set up the net gun. I screw in the net gun cap and I screw it in, but I don't put in the air canister, the CO2 cartridge. I don't put it in yet. I kind of wanted to wait. I don't know really why. So I load everything, but I haven't tightened it down, so it's going to fire. We got the turkey into position where we wanted it. It was actually between two vehicles, and the biologist was just going to flush it out, and then I would net gun it. So the biologist is watching me, and so I take this, and I start screwing it in, and the net just goes. For some reason, the trigger had released, and it hadn't. When I put the net and the canister in, it hadn't set properly. And so it discharged the CO2 canister and shot the net out of my hand with very little force, almost the same force as if I had turned it upside down and just shook it. So I'm tangled up in the net. It's laying at my feet. I look at the biologist and he's laughing at me and the turkey comes out and he's standing on the sidewalk staring at me and I've just got this net. So the turkey moves on down the parking lot and I grab the net, throw it in the truck, grab another canister and I make sure the trigger mechanism is set where it needs to be to create a proper seal. I put the canister in and screw it on tight. I put the CO2 cartridge in and I decided I did. I screw it on tight and it worked great. So we go back into position, but the turkey's moved a little. So we get it trapped between two cars, but now it knows that we're after it. And this turkey has already had multiple encounters with us. So I am walking up between the two cars. The biologist is in position to come and run it out when a student from on campus takes off running because he sees a turkey and he wants to take a picture. And I yell at him, "Hey, I've got a net gun. Get out of the way." And he goes, "Oh my gosh." And he takes off running. He goes the opposite direction. I thought he was actually going to stay and watch, but he did not. He thought he was in trouble. So he took off. By this time, though, the turkey is automatically freaked out because now the paparazzi is chasing it, as well as two psycho biologists who want to kidnap it. So it takes off running through the parking lot, and we're jogging. The biologist is jogging because he's trying to push it in between two cars so I can get a good shot. All of a sudden, he sticks his hand up, and I know the turkey's coming. And it's walking and I'm waiting for him and he tells me which cars it's coming. So I walk up and I am ready and that sucker pops out at a yard. But I knew from last time that 2 to 3 yards was too close. I needed to give it some space. So I gave it a little bit of space, and right as it turned the corner, it got about 4 to 5 yards. I fired the net. He comes out, but it doesn't open up. So when I had reloaded these nets to shoot again, I had messed up apparently, because when it came out as a straight rope. Like it all twisted up and it just went. And when it hit the turkey, the rope wrapped around the bird. And one of the weights came around and it swung around its leg and somehow tied a knot around its leg. The turkey looks back, sees me, takes off running, but now it's dragging something. And so it starts to fly and it gets about 3 feet off the ground, but that's all that the turkey can go because I had hogtied the turkey. And it couldn't fly any higher because every time the net would get lifted off the ground, it'd be too much weight and it'd pull the turkey. So it's flying straight down the road, 3 feet off the ground. I take off running across the parking lot. I'm a big dude. I weigh 260. I'm just sprinting. I sprint across the road. I look for traffic. Traffic's coming. I didn't care. I was going to get in front of this turkey. I ran it down like it was a bacon cheeseburger. I was running. I finally got ahead of it, but now I'm breathing so hard that the turkey turns and it jumps into the bushes, and I'm doubled over because I just ran a block and a half at a full sprint. And when you're my size, that's a lot of sprinting. The biologist runs up and he goes, "Where's the turkey?" And I point in the bushes. He immediately just supermans into the bushes and lands on the turkey. And I can hear this. He's fighting for the turkey. The turkey's crawling through the bushes and he's trying to get through the bushes. Finally, he goes, "I got it." And he comes up holding the turkey in the air by the legs and the net wrapped around its legs. The police officer was excited. We were excited. It was probably the funniest thing. Another funny thing is when he jumped into the bushes, it was right next to a building and there was an office. And there was just two students staring through the building, terrified. They didn't really know what was going on. And they were so terrified in their little classroom, whatever office that it was, that they took off running. And they didn't even actually know that we had trapped a turkey. We ended up trapping the turkey. And we I successfully released the turkey. Hopefully to live another day. It was a Jake. We did band it. The band number ends with 613. So if you're in the state of Utah, you shoot a Jake with a band that says 613, then that's the one I trapped on campus. The other interesting thing that we've been finding out lately is an area that we release a lot of turkeys, not all turkeys in Utah, but the ones, if we don't have a big enough group to take to other regions, there's a few places in our area that have been designated release sites. One of those is Hardware. Hardware right now has a really large population of golden eagles. And what golden eagles have proven to be adept at is hunting turkeys. We have been wondering why the population hasn't been growing. The amount of birds that we release at Hardware each year is a couple of hundred. That population should be massive. We should have massive populations going in all directions from there, and we just don't. Some of the thought of was predators of some kind, whether it was raccoons, bobcats, coyotes, whatever. But in the last 10 days, I've seen six turkeys killed by golden eagles. So that's kind of challenging for turkeys themselves. But that is how my day ended. It started with a long hike. We were hazing elk, and I had to euthanize a injured deer, and then we went on the turkey roundup, and then I had to release the turkey, and by the time that was all over, that was the end of my day. So hope you guys enjoyed the hogtied turkey. Have a great day. Stay wild.